With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. The Montana Senate today offered its support to a controversial bill that would ban sanctuary cities in the state. Under House Bill 200, the state would have the power to level fines and withhold grant funding from cities with policies preventing cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Kalispell Republican Keith Regeer, who is carrying the bill in the Senate.
What it gets down to is legal versus illegal. If you're here legally, fine. If you're here illegally, you should be worried.
The Senate gave House Bill 200 initial approval on nearly party lines Monday. It faces a final vote in the chamber before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, who said he would sign the bill into law during his State of the State address in January. During a floor debate, Missoula Democratic Senator Ellie Boldman chastised Republicans for presenting policy that veers from one of the caucus's major goals of strengthening the economy.
It does nothing to make Montana better. It sends a horrible discriminatory message.
A representative for the governor's office and private citizens have testified in support of House Bill 200, while various faith leaders and representatives for the ACLU of Montana and Montana League of Cities and Towns, among other groups, have spoken against it. There aren't any sanctuary cities in Montana, though Regeer said Helena and Butte Silverbow County passed resolutions alluding to such status. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.